This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Webs and Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is Josh Dormetz. He is a author, and he has a brand new book called The Rocky Mountain High. Hey, man, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Thanks. Good to be here. Things are going good.
Anytime. And so tell me all about this brand new book.
Well, it's just basically an autobiography about my life. Deals with a little bit of the things that I had to go through cooking food for the last 24 years. It is part one in a two-part series. And I'm just excited about it and trying to get the word out there and let people know what kitchen life is really like.
Yeah, I mean, tell me all about the kitchen life. Were you a main chef? Like, tell me all about, you know, what was it like being a chef?
I've been everything from a dishwasher to an executive chef.
Wow.
And, yep, I started off my career back in 1997.
Oh my God. You know, so what got your interest?
Yep.
What was your interest in food? Where did that come from?
That extended from my parents. When I was younger, I enjoyed cooking food with them quite often. Even though I would make numerous mistakes in cooking food by trying to figure out the difference between a teaspoon and a tablespoon. and then I kind of lost interest in it during my high school years and regained it after my high school years in good old Yellowstone National Park.
Nice. And you know, and now you've kind of written about about creating food and, you know, about struggling too with, you know, having ADHD, you know, was there ever a correlation between the two? You know, was your excitement for food ever, you know, part of your, you know, being so hyperactive? Because, you know, for me, I also have ADHD too. And I feel like sometimes, like, whenever I'm doing something, I feel like I need to learn everything about it.
It definitely helped a lot as far as being able to concentrate on things, because in kitchens, you have so many things going on at once. Mm-hmm. And with ADHD, being able to get that going into a kitchen, you can start one project, not completely finish it, go to another project, not completely finish it, and then continue on down the line to like three or four different projects, and then go back to the first project and kind of start doing the first one, second one. As long as you're able to keep some kind of order with that, having ADHD, it's fun. It keeps you on your toes, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you know what? That's how I kind of feel with film too, you know, in general, and like just in my job currently too. I'm in such a fast paced environment, you know, and it I feel like having ADHD is more of like a superpower than anything, you know, when it comes
really
to things.
Well, at first it was a really big struggle, trying to get into the food and beverage world and trying to figure things out. When I was in Yellowstone my first year, my chef, the executive chef, he actually took the time to figure out what ADHD was. And he did studying on it and did a little bit of research to try to help me become a better chef. Like, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have made it the 24 plus years in the food and beverage world. I mean, I would have lost it. Probably the first or second summer, I wouldn't have been able to continue anymore.
So what is your favorite, type of food to make? Do you have a style?
I don't really have a style that I like to make. I enjoy food and all ethnicities of food. The one that I really grew to love and enjoy the most was probably Hispanic food. It would go Hispanic food and Japanese food, just because the places that I worked had a lot of Hispanic people working there. And for our family meals that we would do occasionally, they would bust out food from their grandmother's recipe from Mexico, and just learning the culture and about them as I started to progress more and more into becoming a chef. It's what led me into a life of flavor. Mm-hmm. And I was able to recreate many of those Mexican dishes in dinner specials that I created along the way. So
I'm also, you know, I'm just starting to become a chef myself, you know, in the household. Like, I'm the one cooking all the food for my fiance. Awesome. So, awesome. You know, I don't know why, but I love cooking steak. That's like my number one go-to. You know, do you have any suggestions for me as a kind of not professional chef, but, you know, more of the home cooking?
Keep things simple. A lot of people, what they tend to do is they tend to get carried away with how many ingredients that they put in to the food that they're cooking. Keep it simple. Keep it down to like 5 to 6 ingredients and let the flavors speak for themselves of the food. You know, don't try to overpower your food. Don't try to overwhelm it. Salt is a flavor enhancer. It's not meant to be the main flavor of a dish. That's also one of the biggest things I can recommend.
Interesting.
That's
good to know. No, I mean, look, these are things that I need to know because I'm trying to make the best thing I can possibly do, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course. You want to do that with your family. And I still do the same thing with my family. Is I try to keep everything as simple as I possibly can. I don't try to overwhelm flavors. I don't try to mix too many ingredients together. Just keep it simple. Keep it simple. Keep it fun.
Yes. Keep it fun and keep it interesting, you know, and that's kind of the go-to.
Yes.
So in this book, you know, this is a part one book. Why do it in parts? You know, why not just tell the whole story in one book?
Well, once again, ADHD, kind of getting a little overwhelmed with it. It's taken me a little over a year to write this much of a book. I'm actually quite surprised with myself. I'm about halfway finished with the second part.
Nice.
So I wanted to put the first part out there just to kind of get the word out, tell a little bit about my story, and give people a little bit of a break from it before I release the second part.
And again, the book is called The Rocky Mountain High. You know, why is it called The Rocky Mountain High? Where did that title come from?
Well, I was sitting there brainstorming one day, you know, after COVID started, and I was thinking to myself, I was like, hey, I need to write a book. And I'm like, well, what's one thing people tend to go towards in Midwest? Is they tend to go towards the Rocky Mountains. They go, okay, everybody's in the Rocky Mountains. Why don't I incorporate that into my title? And it seems to me that wherever I end up cooking, I'm always at a higher elevation. Mm. I'm always in places like Park City or Steamboat Colorado or, you know, in Washington, up in the ski resorts working there. I seem to be always high in elevation. So I was like, yeah, that's a good idea, Rocky Mountain High.
Perfect. And you know what? And now it's out for everybody to read. You know, what's the one thing you want people to take away from the book?
I'll get to that in the second part of it. But the biggest thing that I want people to realize is that the struggle is real. There are many people in the food and beverage world that do have a hard time with it and that live in a poverty level because they make so little money. Some people work 3 to 4 different jobs in the food and beverage world. But they always seem to have a good attitude. Like, they're always positive. They always have a good outlook on life. And that's kind of the biggest message throughout this whole book, and especially the second part, is, you know, we as food and beverage people, we miss birthdays, we miss Christmases, we miss soccer games, football games. You know, we miss so much of our family so you can spend more time with your family type of situation, because we're trying to give you the love when you go out to eat on Thanksgiving or when you go out to eat on Christmas, or, you know, we're trying to give that love to you.
Mm-hmm. And you know what?
And that comes across in cooking.
And that's a true way of saying it, because, you know, and that's why I try to tip as best as I can whenever I'm out too, because it's important. You know,
awesome,
these people are doing their jobs to make you happy, you know, and they enjoy their craft too. And it's nice to hear somebody who also enjoys his craft too as well. The Rocky Mountain High is a book. It is out on Amazon. Where else can people read the book?
On iTunes as well. Nice. I have it there.
And where can they keep up to date with you?
As far as keeping up to date with, like, things that I'm putting out, if you just type Josh J. Domitz in the Amazon search bar, a whole list of other things will pop up that I'm trying to put out there. I was into photography for a little while. So I'm creating new notebooks and putting those pictures onto notebooks. As far as keeping up with the book, the second part of the book, it could be released in the next 3 to 5 months.
Oh, nice.
Once again, as somebody with ADHD, I can't give you an exact time on it. Just because one day I'll sit in front of my computer and I'll write a whole chapter. The next day I'll sit in front of my computer and I'll write half a paragraph. You know, so it's one of those things. It'll be a work in progress, and, you know, I'm getting more and more excited about writing and. Mm-hmm. Trying to put the good word out there, you know.
Trying to figure it out. All at the same time. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. That's how I am too. You know, it's like I'll be working on something and then all of a sudden I'll be like, you know what? Let me go on to something else quickly. And then I'll just completely forget about
exactly.
it. Exactly. It's horrendous, but it's a blessing and it's also a curse at the same time. Josh, seriously, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Best of luck with the book. Again, it's called The Rocky Mountain High: Kitchen Life in the Midwest, Part 1. Thank you for joining me here, Josh, and thanks again for everything.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have a great day.
You too. The Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live, back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.